Your speaker in this lesson is Larry Acuff.
There are reasons out of the Bible for becoming a learning Christian. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Word of God has been given to us. The Bible said all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. The Bible teaches us that this is the inspired Word of God. And the word inspired means God breathed. That God literally breathed out into these men His holy Word. The Bible says that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Now then, as you and I look at that, the Bible teaches us, for an example, 2 Timothy 2:15, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In Hosea chapter 4 and verse number 6, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Not only that, but when you and I, ladies and gentlemen, look at 2 Peter 3 and verse 18, the Bible says, but grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you and I look at the fact that Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 5, and that is that add to your faith virtue, and the virtue, knowledge. And then when you and I look at 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2, and Paul said, Timothy, the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou unto faithful brethren, that they may be able to teach others also. Or when you and I look at Romans 10 verse 17, the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. What? How do you build your faith? How are you strong in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ? And the Bible says we do so. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Matthew 11:28-30. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I've been working on a sermon that just has fascinated me for myself, and maybe when I preach it sometime later in the year, it might be a benefit to you, and that is the manifestation of Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Christ was manifested in the beginning. And so when you and I understand that Jesus said, you come unto me, and what do you want us to do? I want you to learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest under your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want to give you some reasons this morning. Do it very quickly. But I want to give us some reasons today for becoming a learning Christian. See, it's not just coming to Bible school. It's not just being present on Sunday morning and on Wednesday night. You know, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes I think members maybe get the idea that God puts a little star by the preacher's name if there's so many folks who come to Bible study. See, every man must give an account of himself unto God. Larry Acuff must give an account of himself unto God for his knowledge and study of the Bible. And one of the greatest dangers that can happen to those of us who are gospel preachers, and that is the fact that all the reading and all the studying and everything that we do is all geared to the idea of preparation for a sermon rather than the guidance and direction the Bible gives to us as preachers on a daily basis. Number one, the Bible said, unto him be glory in the church throughout all ages. Becoming a learning Christian, ladies and gentlemen, it glorifies God because it puts Him first. Matthew 6 and verse 33. Number two, ladies and gentlemen, God is not pleased with ignorance. Have you ever heard this statement? Well, I heard about somebody say, if ignorance is bliss, there must be a lot of blisters around. The Bible says in Acts 17 verse 30, the time of this ignorance God winked at. But now, what does He do? Now He commandeth all men everywhere to repent, for He hath appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, give the assurance unto all men that He hath raised Him from the dead. At the time of this ignorance, Then Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica and in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Listen to what he said. I would not have... Now, I got to stop here a second, because every time I read that statement, I think about the old boy that put the comma in the wrong place. And he said, the Bible says that brethren are ignorant. Because the Bible says, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. You ignorant brethren. Now, that's not what he said. I would not have you to be ignorant. I want you to know. I would not have you to be ignorant. And one of the things that he specifically said was concerning the coming of Jesus Christ and those who had died before the coming of our Lord. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. So, God, ladies and gentlemen, is not pleased with ignorance. John 8, verse 32. You and I need to know the truth. John 8, 32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, what takes us out of the spiritual realm of the ignorant? To know the truth. I'm just amazed. I don't want to get started off on this, but I will. I am just amazed at the liberal concept. I know brethren and sisters in our brotherhood that I have taught, I have baptized, I have encouraged, I have helped to try to grow spiritual on the line, only to find that as time passes, they get themselves involved in a liberal congregation that has the idea that we're just going to hand clap, we're going to have all this entertainment and all everything that's concerned. I heard one recently say, well, now, Brother Acuff, you know, we got to be more like the... So we can bring them in. My question is, how many have you brought in? And it goes back to the point of ignorance of the truth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that we do in Bible school on Sunday morning and Sunday night, one of the things that we do in preaching on Sunday night, and that is to help our folks not to be ignorant. We must be doers of the Word. The Bible said, be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only. Not only that, but we must be teachers of the Word. The writer of Hebrews said, when by reason of time you ought to be teachers, you have need that someone teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes some of our brethren, when it comes to ignorance or being able to teach someone else, fall into that same category. When by reason of time, you ought to be teachers, have some need that someone teach you again. Ladies and gentlemen, the church is the supporter and conveyor of truth. Paul writes to Timothy, and he said, if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the church of God, the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the church of Jesus Christ is the pillar and ground of the truth. We must use the Word in our fight against evil. The Bible tells us, Paul said in Ephesians 6, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. You may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness, high places. Put on the armor of God, the helmet of salvation. Take the breastplate of righteousness. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Taking the shield of faith. But he said, taking the sword of the Spirit. That's the holy word of God. Folks, we need the knowledge that comes from the Bible in order to combat what's going on in our world, in our society today. Proverbs 23:23. The Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. You see, ladies and gentlemen, so many times today, the devil is so shrewd. I believe it's read in our hearing earlier today in the book of Mark. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and with their lips they do honor me. But he said, teaching for doctrine, their heart is far from me, because they teach for doctrine the commandments of men. Buy the truth and sell it not. In Matthew 4, verse 4, you know what Jesus said to the devil? It is written that man shall live by the Word of God. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Not only that, but we must search the Scriptures. John 5:39. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. The Bible teaches us that we must share reason why we believe with others. 1 Peter 3:15. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man who asks you a reason for the hope which is in you with meekness and fear. The Bible teaches us that if we love Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do you just love Jesus at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning to 12? Surely not. Now, fine. I want us to think about this, folks. And that is this. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The words that I speak unto you, they shall judge you in the last day. The holy word of God. David said, I love this. One of my favorite, I guess. Well, I use it a lot. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I have a Bible that I bought, a little New Testament. I bought it back in 1965, 66. Bought it from a preacher. And then he had written in that, he had this little New Testament. I said, man, I like that. He said, well, I'll sell it to you. He's a typical preacher, sell anything he's got. I bought that little New Testament, still have it. Inscribed in that, he wrote in that little New Testament, this book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. What a true statement, folks. Now then, conclusion. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Go home and read it. Moses is giving instruction to the children of Israel, and one of the things that he's emphasizing in that instruction, that is this, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. In one of the verses he said, to thy sons and thy sons' sons, thy children and thy grandchildren. Do you remember, is there some member of your family, a mom, a dad, a grandmother, a grandfather? I had a grandparent, grandfather. He loved the Bible. As a matter of fact, church kind of got on to him. He wanted everybody else to study the Bible. He had this great big old scroll made of, it was lavender, the background of a purple and white lettering, and he had 2 Timothy 2:15. He hung it up over the pulpit. Now, there wasn't anything wrong with that. He had sex. But under it, he put V.R. Merriman. So they let it stay up there that they poked the V.R. Merriman down behind the chalkboard. But his idea was, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing word of truth.